this time I'd like to recognize Alderman Laredo, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, good evening, folks. It's nice to see everybody back after our holiday break. I hope everybody had a wonderful, relaxing, enjoyable vacation. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen from Monday, January 7th, 2013. Before we start this evening, I'd like to have everyone please rise for a moment of silence. This is in memory of Mary Stuart Kimmel and for Grace Lennon. Mary Stuart Kimmel is the sister of our colleague and President Emeritus Lyle Baker. She passed away in Louisville, Kentucky on January 1st. I'd also like to have a moment of silence for Grace Lennon, who was a former clerk and assistant city clerk who worked for the city for 22 years before retiring in 1990. She passed away in Auburn, Mass. On January 2nd. If we could have a moment of silence for both, especially for our colleague who is here this evening. I know many of you have given him some good wishes. I'd like to do that now if we could. Thank you. Thank you, folks. Okay, on your desks this evening, there is a letter agreeing to an extension of time for docket item number 259-12, the 9 Ripley Street petition. And I also just want to make everyone aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. At this time, we will begin with our first call of reports, and I will recognize the Chair of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hesperhan.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to everyone. There is no report of the Land Use Committee tonight. However, I have two pieces of business. One is both suspension of the rules. First is suspension of the rules for a late docketed item to refer to committee, and again refers to the letter, an agreement to an extension of time for petition number 259-12, parens 3, that is a request for a special permit site plan approval for 9 Ripley Street, Ward 6 in Newton Center. So I'd be moving for suspension of the rules to accept a late filed item.
The Chair of the Land Use Committee has requested a suspension of the rules. There's been a motion made and seconded to accept a late filed docket item. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it.
And then at this point, what I'd ask for is a suspension of rules so that I can poll the committee on the docket item to accept, to accept the extension of time. And again, just to read it out so that people know what they're voting on. It's agreeing to an extension of time in which to act on petition 259-12, request for special permit site plan approval to add an attached dwelling to an existing dwelling and to construct two additional attached dwellings for a total of 4 dwellings at 9 Ripley Street, Ward 6, Newton Center. Said extension will run from February 6, 2013 to March 15, 2013.
This is a suspension of the rules.
I'm requesting a suspension of the rules so that I can poll the committee.
Okay. The chairman has requested a suspension of the rules to poll the committee. Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor? So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor. Opposed? None opposed, and I believe there's 2 absent. So it's the vote is 6-0-2.
And this is to extend it from February to March?
To March 15th, correct.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, and that is reported to the Land Use Committee.
Thank you. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee. Chaired, the report will be given by Vice Chair Alderman Danberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report for the Zoning and Planning Committee begins on page 276, item number 404-12. This is a reappointment by His Honor the Mayor, Tabitha McCartney of 155 Honeywell Ave, Newton, reappointed as a member of the Planning and Development Board for a term to expire February 1, 2017. This was approved 4-0. All other items were held, so that concludes the report.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Next, I have the Programs and Service Programs and Services Committee, chaired by Alderman Sangiola.
Thank you, Mr. President. Happy New Year. There's no report, but I did want to mention two things. At this upcoming Programs and Services Committee meeting, we'll be taking up item number 256-12 and 254-12, which is the food truck item and also the plastic bag ban or fee item. And the hope is not to act on those, but to assign a subgroup to begin work so that we can move forward with those items.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, they have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening, but I would like to ask for a suspension of the rules to accept the late filed docket item.
Okay, the chairman has made a motion, and there has been a second to suspend the rules to accept the late filed docket item. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. 18-3, His Honor the Mayor, in accordance with Chapter 279 of the Acts of 1992, submits for approval the Chief of Police Search Committee and its members. Would you like all members mentioned here?
Might as well read them into the record. You're going to be taking this up on Wednesday evening?
That's correct.
Yeah, you might as well read them into the record. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. President. It would be myself, Alderman Ciccone from the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, Gary Bearfield, the citizen appointed by the Board of Aldermen, Officer Eddie LaValle, the Newton Police Association, Shauna Guerin, business executive, Laura Holt, Esquire, Honorable Conrad J. Bletzer, retired judge, Stephen Unsworth, Mass Police Chiefs Association, Associate Professor Nathan Phillips, citizen, Mr. Dallas Settles, citizen, and Dave McDonald from the Newton Superior Officers Association.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That will be referred on the first call reports in the referral docket, correct?
Yes, it will.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Alderman Salvucci.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 277. 425-12, James Purdy, 943 Chestnut Street, Newton Upper Falls, appointed as a member of the Energy Commission for a term to expire on December 17, 2015, approved 7-0. 244-12, Leo D. Sullivan, requesting an opportunity to make a presentation on a community choice aggregation program to lower electric power rates for the Smiths and Newton. No action necessary. And Mark Resnick, 57 Westgate Road, Newton Center, appointed as a member of the Design Review Committee for a term to expire on December 31st, 2013, approved 7-0. I'd like to be recognized to appoint a couple of public hearings.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Let's see. On page 2 of the new docket, public hearing to be assigned for January 23rd, 2013. There's two of them. 9-13, National Grid requesting a grant allocation to install and maintain 80 feet plus of 4-inch gas main in Dorothy Road from the existing 4-inch gas main at 34th Dorothy Road suddenly to 45 Dorothy Road, Ward 8. 10-13, NSTAR petition for a grant allocation to install one new pole in Green Park on the northerly side, 70 feet plus west of Waverly Avenue, Ward 7. That's the report, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Finance Committee, chaired by Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report, but I would like to ask for a suspension of the rules in order to accept a late filed docket item.
Okay, there's been a motion, a motion made by the chairman to suspend the rules for a late filed docket item. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
It's docket item 19-13. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $17,480 from fiscal year 2013 budget reserve to the public buildings repair and maintenance account to fund the demolition costs for the Department of Public Works salt shed that was damaged beyond repair during Hurricane Sandy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, seeing no other business before the board this evening, that's our first call of reports. I would like to remind colleagues that on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. there will be a chairman's meeting. We still expect to start committee meetings at 7:45. Also on Thursday evening, we are having a joint meeting with the school committee, design review committee, and the Angier School Building Committee, a joint meeting on the progress and where we are with Angier School and that design. There is a presentation that will start at 6 o'clock to sort of look at the designs and mingle around a little bit, and then there will be a formal presentation at 7 p.m. This is also going to incorporate public comment, and this is at 7 p.m. at the high school. I believe I got all that right. Is that correct, Alderman Fuller? Alderman Gentile and Alderman Rice, do I have that correct? Okay. So that's on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. at the high school. Be there at 6 for the briefing. 7 o'clock is the formal presentation. Okay. Is there any other business before the board this evening? Before I ask the clerk to call the roll, I would like to say a happy birthday to Alderman Swiston, whose birthday is this evening, today. And we also missed another colleague's birthday while we were on break. Alderman Gentile had a birthday. He'll kill me if I tell him how old. But I just want to say happy birthday to both you guys and congratulations. So, all right. Now, is there really no other business before the board this evening? If not, I'll ask the clerk to call the first call of reports in our referral docket.
Alderman Albright. Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman. Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson. Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill. Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 21 yeas with 3 absent.
Okay, all items on first call carry. And seeing no other business, I'll recognize Alderman Laredo. Okay, there's a motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 8:06 p.m.